Gerry Kelly. Morning to you, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen.
So your reaction, first of all, to the Alliance pulling out of this working group?
Well, let me say I'm a wee bit astounded by some of the things that David Ford had said. Let me start off with his fundamental argument. His fundamental argument is that he is doing it in reaction to responding to the public. And he talks as if the public's entirely behind him. You know, I need to remind him the size of his party and the fact that the other parties that he's attacking are actually parties which have very substantial and more votes for that. Having said that, I mean, the fact, and you pointed this, or maybe you didn't point it out, but certainly you drew it out of David Ford, that he did take the Justice Department. You will notice that he's not stepping out of that. And, of course, him taking the Justice Department is one of the biggest compromises that has been made. And why was it made? It was made to try and move the whole process of policing and justice ahead, and he became the person who, the individual, if you like, or the party that won out of that, and that's good,
and
because we wanted to move all that forward.
Jerry,
coming on and arguing that the Alliance vision of the world, it's like integrated education. As you convince people of integrated education will grow and more people
but
will
there
go to
no it. But there is no shared future strategy. There's no shared future strategy delivered for the people of Northern Ireland.
Well,
it has not been delivered,
Jerry. There's a CSI document.
Draft.
But listen, there are people meeting every week, as I understand it, and I'm not on it, but as I understand it, not just now where the Alliance are pulling off it, but the Alliance quite often didn't turn up to these meetings. So that needs to be asked of them as well. Are they truly committed to moving this forward? Because it will not move forward at the speed that Alliance are demanding, because there are issues, historical issues, legacy issues, and present issues which need to be dealt
with.
So
long as it's going to take.
I'll be moving forward, but let me disagree with him on this.
5 years of devolution,
yes,
Gerry Kelly. 5 years of devolution, and still no agreed strategy on how we live together in peace, of how we work together, of how we share our housing and our education together. Nothing agreed.
First of all, we do have integrated education, as David Ford himself pointed out. There are areas where housing is mixed. You cannot then flip over housing or education or any other issue on its head and say, we demand that everybody moves into integrated education or integrated housing. Now, housing needs to be because, but the other thing that astounds me is that they would actually use Girdwood, which in my opinion is a huge step forward. We had a wasteland sitting there for 6 years. We couldn't get agreement on it. Over the last 6 months, there have been talks amongst the parties and, by the way, with the community as well, trying to get some way of moving this forward. We have found a way of moving it forward. All of these things are tentative. We want them to work. We don't want to make it controversial, even though there is controversy in it. And we're trying to move it all forward. I mean, this Girdwood was never going to sort out the housing issues in North Belfast or anywhere else. And but what we do have is we have a part of it set aside for housing, for leisure. I mean, look at because it
depends. Let's talk about Girdwood, because we should talk about Girdwood,
no,
right?
No, and that's fair enough, and I will. But let me make this point. See, and I understand why housing is at the centre of the argument and why CSS is at the centre of the argument. But housing was made on the basis of need. But also there, this is a 27-acre set if you include the geo. We had, after negotiations, which I was originally involved in with Peter Lavery, we have an anchor tenant in the jail, which is going to help regenerate. We now have a master plan, which is workable, which is the important thing, within the rest of the Girdwood site. And let's test this out. Let's give this and test it out in a year's time and in 2 years' time to see if what we are saying is going to happen.
Because
the schools are bought into it, leisure's bought into it.
Wow.
We have the hub. We have the FEUPB bought into it. You know, and that's fairly substantial. And I know.
How many houses, Gerry, are the nationalist community going to be given? What's the split?
Let me give you this honest answer, okay? Because I know you've been on a few days about this. We deliberately are not talking about numbers of houses. We're talking about an area for housing, but we're talking because we want to develop that. The imprint or the footprint is not just the Girdwood site. There is dereliction around it as well, both on the nationalist and unionist sides. And we want the ministers to work on all of that. It's not just one minister.
That's not agreed.
Well, what is agreed, and you can see it. I don't know if you have the vision statement or the updated vision statement. in front of you. But if you look at the paragraphs, you know, 5, which is the original vision statement, which I was a part of, and if you look at paragraph 9 and 10, you know, connecting into local neighbourhoods, developing North Belfast, that housing will be developed on the site for a broad range of people. Nobody's dictating what the housing is. What we need to do is talk it out with the community, and that talking is ongoing. But what is certain is that we will have leisure, culture, educational facilities, a hub,
I
and
understand
housing
that.
On that site.
I understand there will be housing on the site, but clearly the key question, and there's a bigger picture question here in terms of, you know, have the policies that have guarded Northern Ireland for so many years, in other words, that housing is distributed by the Northern Ireland Housing Executive on the basis of need, has that changed? If you look at that spotlight programme...
If you look
at that spotlight programme on Tuesday night, the capacity is for some 70 houses on that site for the nationalist community, and a quarter of a mile apart on the other side, the capacity is for 30 houses unionist community.
Well, let me answer that in two ways. First of all, yes, it is down to the housing executive. Has the policy changed? I certainly hope the policy has not changed, because our policy and the policy right across the executive was housing on objective need. Now, we are talking about a single site here. There's also between 50, I think it's 56 houses being opened in Bonmore. Is David Ford going to argue against those houses being opened in Bonmore because it happens to be a nationalist area? We have been talking to the DSD minister, the social development minister,
Nelson McCausland,
on the Felden House site, which is just opened up down in the same area of North Belfast. This area, even if it was all housing, was never going to sort out the problem. But has it helped? Will it help the situation? Yes, it definitely will.
But there is a principle.
And just let me say this, because I watched the programme and I watched the Sid McDowell, and I listened to people talking about when it was the direct rule and that this couldn't have happened during direct rule. Here's the fact. The fact is that the housing executive did not sort out objective need before the institutions were set up, the local institutions were set up. So to claim that everything was rosy then is a complete fallacy. Otherwise, we would not have the type of waiting list in North Belfast, of which over 90% is Catholic.
Exactly.
At this time.
Well, hold on a minute.
People are on claiming it's now something which appeared from nowhere, or something which appeared after direct rule, which is complete nonsense.
Hold on a minute. Exactly. You've put your finger on it. So the demand, the housing need, those on the urgent housing list.
That's right.
It's well over 75%, right?
That's right.
Now, being nationalists.
That's right.
So why is Carl na hÉireann, and why is Sinn Féin backing a policy where there are houses being built for Protestants well beyond the number that is on an emergency housing list?
Well, what we are backing...
Why
is
Sinn Féin backing that?
But listen, we are backing a policy which involves dealing with housing on the basis of objective need. Now, that is up to, in the first instance, the minister, and in the second instance, well, maybe in the first instance, the housing executive and the minister, whichever way it works. They are the ones who have to make sure that goes, will we stop fighting for that? No, we won't. But let me repeat, because the difficulty is that if you reduce the whole argument around the Goodwood site down to housing, then I could point out a number of other places, and including car parks and others, which we've been fighting for ages, which if you did build housing on all of them, you might get to that point, and I would wish to get to that point where we deal with the housing need. But Goodwood site was down as a shared site. We went through negotiations, which involved all the parties. I mean, I heard Alex Atwood on, right, talking for the SDLP. This was signed up to by the SDLP as well. We have an opportunity to use this.
Alban McGuinness is in the lovely photograph as well.
That's right.
That lovely photograph, by the way, Gerry Kelly, and I want the people to know, I said it on TV last night, I'll say it again, that lovely photograph, and is this where government is going in Northern Ireland, when you want generation after generation engaging in politics, where you lot take a photograph, no journalists are allowed near it, it's a photograph controlled by government, distributed by government.
I'm speaking to you now, but I'll tell you what,
it's after media pressure. And when programme after programme has tried to speak to anybody in that photograph, they've gone to ground.
Well,
they're not talking.
Well, you're speaking to me now. You did speak to the community. or some community reps. I've explained as best I can. There was a full statement put out at it, and let me again be very honest with you. You know, what we want to do is give this a good wind, and on picking it and dealing with the issue as a single issue, because it's more than the issue of housing, was not the way to do it. Now, I'm on. I'll answer what question. I might not give you the answers you wish, and I know you understand that, but I will certainly give you the honest answer of what's going on in terms of.
But when there are some 45 houses being built, new build, 26 houses being built refurb for the Protestant community, Old Park, Lower Old Park, how can that be justified to any nationalist sitting, looking, seeing the figures, that there is not that level of need?
There is simply not that
level of demonstrated need within the community. And yet you know that. And Sinn Féin are backing a policy which is allowing the DUP minister, Nelson McCausland, to fund that and to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what I have always avoided doing. And you see, you can't on one hand argue for, you know, a housing, integrated housing, and then say that there's no need for Protestant housing, because how do you get integrated housing and new build housing if Protestants aren't involved? I mean, it's a contradiction in terms. So
it's not based on need.
No, but it is a contradiction. I mean, David Ford is on saying that the houses should be an integrated project for Protestants and Catholics, and yet you're saying to me that there's no need for houses for Protestants. So how can you do both?
Is there a need for houses for Protestants? Well, can you demonstrate the need?
There's a need for houses for everybody who are on the waiting list.
There are three on the emergency waiting list from the emergency...
I know, but you keep interrupting me. There is an absolute, massively bigger, in North Belfast terms, a bigger need for new build houses for the Catholic population than the Unionist or Protestant population. And that's, I mean, we've been saying that for years. We actually accused the housing executive well before this controversy of failing in North Belfast, which they have done now. This will not solve the problem, but is it moving it forward rather than leaving that for, as a derelict site for the next 10 years, then I would argue very much so.
Let me walk through this just for the last couple of minutes I've got with you this morning, Gerry, and thank you for coming on. Can you tell me what has changed between Alex Atwood's plan for 200-odd houses? The majority of them would have gone to nationalists. When Alex Atwood was the minister, he planned to build, I think it was 220 houses. And that was stopped by Nelson McCausland. Sinn Féin at that time called that, through Conor Maskey, a sectarian decision. Now, what has changed between Alex Atwood's plan being binned by Nelson McCausland and now Sinn Féin and the DUP getting into bed together and saying it's all great now?
Well, let me walk you through it, and let me say that I was very vociferous in the Assembly at the same time. And let me also remind you that I think it might have been 2 years or even a year before that, Margaret Ritchie, when she was DSD Minister, made the statement. But they made the statement on the basis of already knowing that it was going to be blocked. So the statement was simply a publicity stunt. Now, what has changed is we have managed to be able to get a full package, a full regeneration package for the Girtwood and Crumlin Road site. We're also talking with Belfast City Council around the cultural corridor. We are looking at it in a more holistic view, and we have got agreement, which is the key issue here, which was not got by Margaret Ritchie and was not got by Alex Atwood. And we believe this will unlock the potential for all of the needs in the North Belfast area for regeneration in that area, and indeed the wider Belfast.
Fair enough, and some people might back you in doing that, but has there been the principle of housing distributed to citizens in this country based on objective need compromised in that process?
I would argue absolutely not.
Well, let me then give you this follow-up question. Why then, if there is so much need from the Protestant community, is the DUP minister sending out leaflets to just the Protestant community? Are you in support of the housing executive sending out glossy brochures appealing for people to apply for housing to just the Protestant community?
Well, I haven't seen them. I will look at them. If to answer your question directly, after I look at it, I don't think it is a way to go to try and entice one section of the population. But let me say, because I haven't seen the document, let me say this. For me to come on here as a Republican or nationalist and say that there are no housing problems in the present area would be absolutely erroneous. Now, the vast majority of new build is needed for Catholics, but there is renovation, moving out of dereliction, there's upgrades and all the rest, which, in my opinion, is quite substantial in the present area. Now, the minister himself has, and the housing executive indeed, if they're sending out these documents, have to answer those questions. Frankly, not me.
But frankly, I'm stating to you, as a matter of fact, that the Northern Ireland Housing Executive is sending out brochures appealing for people to apply for housing to one section of the community, and they are not sending out that brochure, funded by public money, to the nationalist community. Well, they are not doing it.
Well, let me look at that, and I mean, I've given you what... On the basis of what you've told me, I've given you my opinion back.
Which is what?
Which is, I don't think it's right. But
it would demonstrate, it would suggest that there is a lack of need for housing in that particular area, Gerry, and they're trying to create it. They're trying to use public money to create that need that is not there.
And what my interest in, and let me repeat this because you've asked this a number of times, and let me repeat it again, my interest is in objective need. That is the policy of government. It is the policy of the DSD and is the policy of the Housing Executive, and as such, it needs to be adhered to.